Welcome to this week's edition of Film Room Friday, and we're going to go back and look at the Packers game a little bit because Blaine Gabbert has his career best day in passing yards, and there was a reason for that. First and foremost, you had to block Clay Matthews, the NFL's second leading sacker. He was able to get some pressures and a couple hits on Blaine Gabbert, but one guy that he didn't get it over with was Mercedes Lewis, the tight end. Here is Mercedes at the left tight end position in the two-point stance, and there's Clay Matthews across from him. Take a look at the job that he does with his hands on Clay Matthews. You got to get your hands on him to slow him down, to not let him use his quickness, speed, or power. Nice job by Mercedes. Same position, left side, Clay Matthews, one-on-one opportunity. Rides him all the way to the outside. Make him go the long way. Nice job by keeping balance with his feet. Mercedes could play left tackle. That's how good of a blocker that he is. Again, Mercedes. Now he's over there by Cameron Bradfield. And on this is my favorite play because he finishes Clay Matthews down to the ground. Takes him all the way down to the ground. It is truly a luxury to have a tight end that blocks as well as Mercedes Lewis in the passing game. A couple of other observations, you know, for the Jaguars. Cameron Bradfield, the starting right tackle, made his seventh career start against the Green Bay Packers, and he's continuing to get better and better and better. This is a perfect example, working against outside linebacker Eric Walden. This is pretty much par for the course for Cameron Bradfield against the Green Bay Packers. He did an outstanding job. The other things that I like on this play, take a look at the job Mike Brewster, the left guard. He has a defensive lineman off balance rushing, and he ends up having him on the ground. But when you get a guy on the ground like that, finish him so he can't participate in the play going ahead. Not only does he do that, but Brad Meester does it as well. And I like offensive linemen that finish plays like that. It sets the tempo. Now, for the Jaguars defense, they held the Green Bay Packers to only 238 total yards, and that was a season low for the Jaguars defense, and clearly tackling was a big part of that. They tackled great in the open field. At the bottom of your screen, Mike Harris lined across from James Jones, the wide receiver. When you have a receiver catch the ball in the open field, close the gap, come to balance, be under control, and make a strong tackle, and that's exactly what Mike Harris does. But he wasn't the only one. Aaron Ross, here he is in the slot against Randall Cobb, who set the SEC all-purpose yards records his junior year. He's a great talent. He catches the ball in a little swing pass. Same thing, close the gap, come to balance, and make a sure tackle, and that's exactly what Aaron Ross did. But another rookie also got in on the action. At the top of the defense, rookie Julian Stanford, who got his first career start, a swing pass to the running back, Alex Green. And Julian Stanford, great awareness. He sees the pass, recognizes it, and what I liked is he knows he has outside help from the cornerback. He's got inside help from his fellow linebacker, Paul Posluszny. So take it straight on him. And he does that. He takes on the blocker, throws him aside, and makes a sure tackle. Now, clearly, the open field tackling wasn't the only reason why the Jaguars had an outstanding effort against the Green Bay Packers. The play up front has gotten better over the last 2 weeks. Let's start with C.J. Mosley. He is actually the three technique. Take a look at how strong he is against a very good guard and Josh Sitton. Powers him up, pushes him back, and gets involved in the play. But also, take a look at nose tackle Terrence Knighton. He gets a double team. And on the double team, you got to set the anchor out. And he puts the anchor out, throws his shoulder in, and splits the double team and dives into his gap, making the stop on the running back. An outstanding play for the defense as a whole. My favorite play of all, Terrence Knighton against the screen. And this play reminded me going all the way back to Baltimore last year, the Monday night game. Take a look at the effort. He recognizes screen, and the big man pursues and pursues with purpose, and he makes a big play. That's what I want to see out of Terrence Knighton game after game. And if they can get the improved play that they've been getting up front in the last 2 weeks, this defense will get better and better and better and start to get wins.